Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Welcome back to part two of our sit down with the one, the only Anna Kinkosis, Anais Fanning. If you haven't heard part one, check it out. We talk all about, how did we get here? Alexia is getting divorced. We talk all about that. Some more stuff about what happened when Anna went back last season, her current relationship with Marisol and Alexia and Adriana. And we just talk all about that. And, now we're about to get more into that. And we talk about this on part one too. Where is RHOM going? Is this going to save Alexia's job? Was Alexia in jeopardy? Is she, totally safe on the show regardless? Talk about it all. We talk about the future of RHOM. We get into some Kyle, Mauricio, and lots of other stuff. Somehow all roads lead back to Beverly Hills. Sometimes talk about some Jersey. We're about to get into it all. Check out part one and now part two of our chat with Ace and Anna Kinkosis. Well, where is this? Look at, I was really saying here on this podcast for weeks, sorry, Alexia, that I thought Alexia was going because, and probably Marisol and Adriana too, but just for the sheer dollars, like you're not getting rid of Larsa because Larsa is bigger than the show, whether you love her or hate her, she's Larsa. And that carries whatever. Lisa is directly on brand for what they want as far as age, looks. She has this. So if Alexia stays now, is everyone going to come back? I think they have I don't think they know what to do in Miami. Like, what do you think?
I think
everybody's who's
coming.
Going?
I think,
you do?
I think everybody's coming back. I think they kiss a lot of ass to the producers. They've been calling them. Marisol's been sending them gifts and calling them and kissing their ass and doing what God knows what.
For you now,
because I've been there. I've seen it. that I've seen it. When I was friends with Marisol, we would go to LA. It's like, oh, let's get together with whatever. And they've told me themselves that Marisol calls them all the time. That she's just, you know, relentless, and they like them. I think they do like them. And I think that, I think they will all come back. I believe that they will all come back. Maybe there, somebody will take pay cuts. Maybe they're talking about a cast shakeup. Maybe they'll bring somebody new. Listen, there are people interested in doing this show now that one would never imagine. Look at Rebecca Minkoff coming to New York.
That's wild.
Isn't like, that wild?
And I hope it's full time.
Yeah.
We're not sure yet, but yes. Yes and yes. I'm
hopeful.
So I would be surprised if they, if only if Bravo considers the risk factor of having her on with her like baggage. But other than that, I think she'll be there.
I mean, here's the thing. We had Erika Jayne back season after season after quite a messy legal situation. We had Jen Shah get arrested on TV. I think if anything, if I'm Bravo, I'm like, yeah, you know what? There's some risk here, but they could also bleed onto the TV screen and just bring ratings through the roof.
That is true, except I feel like even for people in prison,
yeah,
pedophile, it's not drug dealer anymore. You know what I'm saying? No. I feel like those are the people that get beaten up in prison. Like, I don't know. I don't know that they would look the other way on something like that. And I don't know that Andy was even really aware of that.
But you've made him aware of it, apparently.
Well, I believe
someone made him aware.
I didn't act like go, hey, this guy is whatever. I just told him I was concerned and, you know, basically, what should I do? And he was great. You know, he made sure that whatever he put me in contact with people at the network and, you know, they advised me and, you know, I don't think they were going to show him again on the show or whatever, but the fact still remains, this is what he is. And if they have shown him on the show after that had already happened. And there's a lot of people that are up in arms about it. It's like glorifying something that's just so not okay. You know?
Even though you feel Alexia might be happy about this divorce, I mean,
I don't think she's happy. I just think she thinks that if it was going to happen anyway, I believe that the timing was fortuitous. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that nobody can be happy about a divorce. I think she was in love with Todd, or she is in love with Todd. And I think that she thought that he would tolerate all the things that go with this, you know? And yeah, I don't think that he wants to play that anymore.
Well, you just basically asked my question. Like then, you know, in times of need, I mean, Lisa Vanderpump did not reach out to Kyle with all she's going through, but does any part of you feel bad? Does any part of you feel you should reach out to her?
No, I don't. And by the way, I have always, in all the years that I've known her, without even with no interest in the when there was no show, when her son was living in Paris and there was some terrorist attack in Paris, I immediately texted her to make sure that Peter was okay. You know, there's a human side to all this, but I believe Alexia is extremely calculated. And I believe that the pot at the end of the rainbow is the show, and she will do anything to get to that pot. Step over anybody. It doesn't matter. It is everything. You know, she did say to a mutual friend of ours, this is my last chance. This is her last chance to be a big star, you know, because despite what she says, you know, but you know what? There's parts of me that believe that sometimes she thinks she's a big star. Not long. And it's so funny. People keep sending me stuff. Apparently on a podcast that she does with Marisol, she compared herself to Madonna. And she said, you know, I know how she feels. I know exactly how she feels. It's very hard because people that are civilians, and she used this word, don't understand what it's like for us.
I mean, I identify as Madonna a lot too. I get it. Like, I know it's hard to go outside. It's hard to go to the grocery store. It's like, I go to the grocery store and I'm just like, can you please give me some privacy? Please.
I'm not doing that today.
I am now done, possibly with you, Ace, and with Alexia. You have both taken the queen's name
in vain.
Your mouth.
In vain.
I mean, Anna, you lost me with Alexia, and now Ace has. I mean, I don't know. This has sent me
I
back.
I have to tell you that the thing about Alexia is that she's the least self-aware human on the planet. I don't think she does it to. She's not even aware that she's doing it. She really legitimately believes that she's on the same plane as Madonna. She believes that.
And nobody, and you know what? Nobody is on the same plane as Madonna. Let me.
I know, but there's something to be said about that kind of self-confidence. Come on, you got to like that a little bit. I like that a little bit.
I no. wish I have zero self-confidence.
Yeah, exactly. Like I definitely don't have that. I, you know, you saw, I was sending you a text and I said, and I included Ace by mistake. And it was like, I just went on a 3 or 3 mile fast walk because I'm a fat pig and I can't stop eating. It's like, yeah, these are the things I tell myself. So no need to put me down, guys. I do it all to myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, Madonna, wow. Okay, well, I mean, I guess you gotta appreciate that self-confidence that she
has. So what do you think now, David? Because you had a whole theory about what was going to happen to Miami. You thought there was going to be some changes, and you also predicted that Alexia would be one of the casualties of that.
Well, I mean, like, I thought Beverly Hills was easier to figure out. Potomac, which I thought was going to be on a really long pause, is kind of shaping up. Candace quit. We obviously are firing Robin and NECA. Potomac might be, this to me is the most, this is what happened in Jersey. I couldn't figure out what to do. And then they couldn't, they invited everyone back. I just think the three most expensive people, I thought one of them had to go. And by knowing it's not going to be Larsa or Lisa, just they're on brand, I thought it was Alexia. I thought Alexia, Marisol, and Adriana were actually going. That's truly what I thought. I thought you needed them to bring the show back. The show now has its own identity. And I thought they were going to cast the whole future of the show around young, rich Nicole. And that was the future. Personally, I mean, you can't keep someone for the wrong reasons. I think Julia, it's time. I don't think Martina keeps your job forever. I know Andy's enamored with her, the first lesbian housewife. I get it. Well, there's Ingrid Cesari's fine. She probably won't
do
it.
Yeah, I know,
it.
But he loves the Martina aspect of it.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When it comes to hiring for this podcast, before I discovered Indeed, I used to spend hours searching for quote unquote the one, which is just as hard as searching for the one when you're dating, but I digress. With Indeed, I just meet my match. I don't search at all. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. And they have a matching engine, which has worked for me and has helped me find quality candidates fast. That's the key. Indeed puts it all in one place so I don't have to like search for hours to find someone who's actually qualified. Indeed helps me with scheduling, screening, and messaging. And I can't tell you how many successful people I've hired. Editors, proofreaders, PR, ad sales. And as listeners of this show now, you will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/Velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look,
but
I
like
think...
how many times do we have to go to the fucking farm? Like, I don't care about your farm. I don't care about your GM. And the thing is with Alexia, I feel like Alexia's kind of in that same position as Giselle on Potomac. I feel like they cut Robin off because they're like, we're sick of you having someone that's always backing you. So I think they cut Marisol.
Oh,
then Alexia kind of has to like fend for herself more. And she's, and it's not like you always have this little minion on your shoulder doing your fights for you.
I would recommend to Bravo not to get rid of Marisol if they don't want a big scandal of a, you know, suicide attempt or something. I just don't know what Marisol will do if she's not on the show with Alexia. I just don't know. She has no identity of her own. And, you know, I do think Alexia is much more palatable when Marisol's not around. She has shown that. So, but these, I don't believe that these producers really think strategically. They have favorites and that's it. And it's surprising because they've created some other good shows, but they're missing the mark on this one over and over again.
It doesn't have longevity. Like it, we can go another, but like the longevity of the long, like, look, we had Beverly Hills without Erica Jane. It's really hard to imagine. Like you have to change the show from like Kyle and Kim and Adrian Maloof. Like you have to just change it drastically. Remember Jersey before Margaret and Jennifer Aiden Hartley? Like, so I feel that Miami, we don't need, I mean, I love Adriana. You know, she's been on this podcast. I have a soft spot for her as a person. Very nice. I just don't think we need, I think we needed them to bring it back because we needed the old timers. But now I think if you want to see, like you say, the vision of Miami for 5 years, it needs to be young. And I like older housewives. I do. I'm, this is not age shaming. I am a woman of a certain age myself. I just think like you need young, hip Miami. And I think those three just, I think it's time to change the show. That's all. That's my opinion.
And at a certain point, the women of a certain age tend to behave in a, they can predict that they will behave in a certain way, usually in a ridiculous way. And that to me is hagsploitation. And I don't, and I think there are people getting mad at this thing, this phenomenon that's happening there, because I don't like to see it. I don't like to see it. I think if you're young and carefree and you make an ass of yourself, who cares? You're young and carefree. But when you're older, it's embarrassing. Like I feel bad. Like I love, I know you guys don't like, Ace doesn't love Shannon, but I feel for Shannon a lot because of what she's gone through with John Jansen. And, you know, Shannon has been so transparent on that show. She has shown herself in Spanx. She has talked about every surgery she's ever had. She has been verbal about every insecurity. She's acted like a hot mess. And then suddenly comes this, you know, Jesus jugs with like, I'm so perfect. And it kills me. It kills me. I don't like, I feel that other women like me must resent Bravo for bringing back Jesus jugs.
Oh, I cannot disagree more because I think Shannon has been so authentic in the most producer way possible. Yeah. Shannon does these hijinks because she thinks she's so funny. And if I have to see that woman do one more for like, he laughs, I'm going to be done with the show. I think bringing Jesus jugs at least gives Shannon some sort of storyline. We don't care about your tinctures. No one wants to see you do your oranges and your lemons and go see Dr. Moon or
nine lemons. Nine lemons.
Yeah, it just, I think that she's ridiculous. And I think honestly, I would feel more bad watching young housewives who still have like kids in the home embarrass themselves. I love an old housewife. I love Luann De Lesseps falling face
first. Oh, I do too. But Luann does everything on her own terms. Luann is nobody's victim, man. Luann knows what she's doing and she plays us all like a fiddle. I'm telling you.
I love a little Luann. I'm like okay passing on Shannon. I mean, I'm fine with taking a pass on her.
I mean, look, I just think you know, Ace is probably more jaded than me. I, because I'm a woman and I see myself like, you know, I don't know how to be a housewife. I suck as a housewife. I've always said that. So I don't know if I would be as transparent as her. I tend to be pretty transparent. And so I feel bad for her. Like it shot her, it didn't work out right. And now it's all that is already out there. But when you say like hijinks, I'm like, yeah, maybe they're hijinks. You know, I don't know.
There's just something so inauthentic about Shannon for me. And she's always like, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about Jan. We're not going to talk about John Jansen. We're not doing it.
But I think, you don't think that's real? I think she's like that. I think she's really like that.
Well, no, I think it is. But you can't tell us we can't talk about something on the show.
That's true. Yeah, life. She's unreasonable. Like, but I think that shit is real. Like, I really think that she doesn't think through. She reacts. She is really like just reacts in the moment and consequences be damned.
How lucky was Gina though that Shannon got that DUI and she gets another fucking season? I can't, like, I don't want to go back in that townhouse again.
Talk about poor housewives.
What? I mean,
she's a poor housewife.
I'm more excited about the OC for like a minute. I'm not sure this is going to carry a whole season. Like, it'll take 2 seconds to see like Shannon fighting with Tamara. Vicky will be there, whatever. I don't know if we have a whole season about this. Like with Alexis, it's like, I'm not as excited as that. I'm a little bit excited about the OC.
I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a good season. I think there's a lot. I think the John Jansen and Alexis are playing it out in the court of public opinion on social media. There's lawsuits. There's, you know, they already said the other day that they were at an engagement and the next engagement might be ours. I don't know if you saw that.
But Alexis is going to fall flat. I mean, look, I hope it all works out, but she is saying things like my forever. But here's what I noticed. I don't know. We have to go scrub in. John is smiling in like every picture.
Never seen him like that. He is so happy with her. He is so like, I've actually envisioned them having sex.
Yeah.
And him going like, you know, that shit's happening. She's sitting up on top of him and those perfect boobs are going, and he's going like, he just can't get enough of her. I do see that. Do you see that, Ace?
No, I think that he's so excited to like have his name everywhere. I think he's just like, oh, look at us. We came in and we're going to fuck this whole season up. And they thought they were going to get rid of me, but I'm back better than ever. I think that so many of these, like, if you see a husband too much on the show, they want to be there. They're asking to be there.
Oh, he's slayed part two for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Like, and it's so unsuspecting of him because he seems like he's this quiet guy who kind of keeps to himself. But ultimately, I think that he wants the attention.
Yeah.
But I think two things could be true. Like, you look at Slade, like Gretchen and Slade. I mean, that's real. I mean, it's love. I just think I agree with you, Ace, but I'm not so sure that this, but I mean, God, if this doesn't work, I mean, Alexis is going to be like, I mean, she's gone out and said to my forever man, we're forever, here's forever. I mean, like, girl, that's a strong word to use.
When she says that, he smiles and kind of agrees, you know?
I love too that she was like, I am not going back on the show. And then it was like a week later, it was like announced, Alexis is coming back. I love that.
Is she full time or is she a friend?
I don't think she's full time. I think she's just a friend of. But to say you're not coming back and then all of a sudden you're with all these ladies filming, I mean, talk about having zero respect for yourself. And that's, I have zero respect for myself. I would do the same thing.
Take the money. I agree with all of it. It's just when they take it to bed, like Teresa and Melissa, and like when you take it to bed and you're on social media 24/7 with such hate, it's like, why? That's not the job. Like, if it was me, I'd be like, you say anything. I don't care. I don't care what people say about me now. People say shit all the time. I'm like, I don't care. It's like, that's not the job. The job is this. We're doing it on air. We're leaving it all on air. If I were a housewife, just do the angst on TV and then let them, it's hard, but let everyone say everything. Why do you care?
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I've had allergies my whole life. I'm actually having a bad allergy day right now. You may be able to hear it in my voice. Well, I now use Astapro to treat my allergies, and you should too. Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So I now use Astapro every time my allergies flare up, and I'm amazed at how fast I feel better. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can use Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go.
And I think that's what happened with Potomac. I think Potomac used to be so good about just letting, they would get in these awful fights, they'd say horrible things about each other, and then we just like quickly move on, kind of like how Atlanta does. Atlanta does such a good job of saying the absolute worst things to each other, and then the next day we're fine. And I feel like with Potomac this season, we didn't get that, and that's why we struggled through, because it's like, you gotta fucking move on. At the end of the day, your coworkers, even if you're not friends, your job is to bring us a good show, so move on. No one cares about your feelings.
And now look, like, it's kind of like, don't you want to go back? I mean, I do believe Candace left on her own, but Robin's gone. There'll be other cuts, maybe. Like, when all is said and done, aren't you now upset that you all ruined your show? At the reunion, I think the only one that got it up there was Karen Huger. I think she sat there and saw her six-figure check slipping away and was trying to get everyone back on track. But like, it's like, where, how does anyone win? Right? I don't know.
I
wish Dr. Wendy was gone. I gotta say it. I
mean, bye-bye.
Yeah, I hope she was so. Really, she's exhausting.
Exhausting.
She was always, yeah. I don't know what causes a housewife to be fired, because the people who have been fired, for me, just doesn't make sense. Like, for me, Crystal, that was a surprise. That wasn't a surprise to you, you know? And so who would leave in Miami? I have no idea. But I think the standards in Miami are completely different. Like, I know certain, like, producers who have been offered a shot at this, and we're talking like the big ones, we won't say his name, but you know who I'm talking about, David, has said, fuck that, no way, I'm not touching that.
I'll say his name.
No, do not, because I don't know. Again, this was just, I heard from a friend.
Whoops, I didn't say it, but can I just ask you one question? Have you heard, I mean, you talk to certain people that have been on the show, certain people that are on the show. Now, have you heard from any of your RHOM friends about Alexia's divorce, and what have they said? And who have you heard from?
Of course. I mean, when it came out, it was like Joanna just like the rolling eyes. She doesn't care. She's like, karma's a bitch kind of thing, you know, like, whatever. Don't quote me, but there was just, people sent it to me. Let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, is this mic on? I think you were just quoted.
Oh, I know. But I don't know that that's exactly what she said. It was something like, oh, did you see this? Like, whatever kind of thing. Like,
anyone else?
No, I mean, I know that they want Leah back. Like, I know that. Because it's very clear the fans want Leah back.
We need a younger show and then bring Leah Black.
Well, because, you know? Leah is, I think that even if you have a bunch of young girls, Leah knows she's older. Leah doesn't try to be, you know, kind of like, we're peers. I am the older person. I am the wise person. And it's good to have that. Leah plays that role really well.
And then she becomes a peacemaker, which then we start fighting. And it's like, if we're not fighting, then what are we doing? Getting along? I'm not interested.
But there's always going to be fighting, especially, you know. But Leah, I don't believe, this is my opinion, that Leah would come back if Alexia and Marisol were there. I don't believe she would ever come back with them there. I think they'd need to get rid of them for Leah to come back. And but I think it would be smart to bring Leah back, especially with all the young girls going through all that stuff. Everybody wants, I mean, I like Leah's advice. I hate the years that I spent away not being friends with Leah, because Leah gives some really good advice. I talk to her, you know, all the time and ask her advice on a bunch of things. She's a very wise woman. And, you know, and I take everything back. I said at that reunion, I've said it before. She didn't do her best work on her back. She didn't whatever. She has been working hard for a long, long time before she met Roy. And she has continued to build an empire alongside Roy. And I would venture to say she's made more money than Roy because she's made wise real estate investments. She's made wise all sorts of, she's a very smart woman.
I had her on here many times. I'm a huge Leah Black fan myself. Like, just as a person, she's wonderful. She's infectious in like the best way possible. Yeah, and the
thing is that she's like a breath of fresh air because she is not, she's not six of one, half a dozen of the other. And that's what you have on Real Housewives right now. It's all like the same, different versions, different hair, but more or less, it's the same. And I think that Bravo does listen a lot to what social media has to say, which is funny because I, you know, when somebody shared something that I shared with my daughter privately, I got all these negative comments. But yet when you go to all the outlets that initially, you know, said the story about Alexia getting divorced, almost every single comment is negative. She gets a lot of negativity. The fans just don't like her. I've only seen one place where they're defending her, and it's because her and Marisol have their minions. I would say it's Marisol who does the work. I don't think Alexia's calling people saying post this, that, but Marisol's full-time on it. But the rest of the world, they just don't like them anymore. So I think Bravo has a lot to think about, and I think that I think these producers need to be put on a shorter leash when it comes to this show.
Do you agree though that Gertie should go? Does everyone agree on that? Like, I feel bad saying it because I know she's
medical. You know, you're saying, go ahead, say whatever you want, because you're saying what I have heard that. Go ahead.
I feel bad. Yes, she had a horrible thing happen to her and stuff, but there is nobody who is more self-producing than Gertie. It's every time she says a line, you can tell that she practiced it like 10 times. And anytime something exciting's happening, I feel like she just is like, "Ooh, girl, yeah." Like she just shouts shit out that doesn't even make sense and it's not helping anything. I just find her to be so boring. I think she's great to look at. I think that her storyline was so moving this year, but I think now we can call it a day.
Right. I know where you're coming from. I've heard that before. I don't know her that well. The little I've interacted with her, I think she's very nice. I love her husband. I could not love him more. Like, I just find him to be such a, like, an amazing gentleman. You know, he's quiet, so he's not going to be like a big flashy person ever. And by the way, if I had been diagnosed with cancer and hers, you know, was serious in the sense that she had to have chemotherapy and radiation, I would have quit the show. That's me, you know, but it is also very brave that she shared her story. And that's kind of who she is. I
love that she shared her story because I think there's so many women who go through it and want to be able to like look to someone and be like, "Oh shit, like I feel better knowing somebody else went through this and I get to kind of see their entire journey documented." But that being said, that storyline's now done and I'm ready to move on.
I want to say that she's smart enough to know that that storyline's done, and I don't think she's going to keep on that path, but I don't know. I don't know what David thinks because he's very quiet and I know what he thinks privately.
No, what do Lala, Kent, and bubbly sparkling water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. Look, I feel there's no what's the word I'm saying? I don't think, and I'll just leave this broad and I'll talk. I don't think anyone should keep their job for any wrong reason, right? So if we're keeping Gertie's job as producers because we feel we're afraid to fire her because of these reasons, I disagree with it. Yeah, I'm like, I think truly to me, Larsa, Lisa, and Nicole are the three that I see as fitting the brand going forward. Yeah, I'm find Gertie I agree with everything Ace said, basically. I find her very well, she's produced. And when I can tell you're produced, that's like my advice to a housewife. Like, you should be in the moment and bring it, but you have to be authentic with your feelings. Don't get mad if you're not mad. Don't cry if you're not upset. Be in the moment. And when you're angry, go crazy to keep the job, but don't, I agree. She's produced. And what's the story now?
I think in the season finale, she was so excited to have a moment where she could storm off, but then she didn't leave. Like, she was like, I'm leaving, I'm out of here. And then I'm like, you just went and sat in the courtyard. And like, if you were really upset, you would have left. I just don't want to see the behind the scenes of, I don't want to see how the, what is this? I don't want to see how
the sausage is made.
Sausage is made.
And honestly, compare it to like Lisa, lover or hater, Lisa doesn't know. This is why Teresa has gotten where she is on Jersey. Yeah. Like, Lisa is Lisa. She's not Lisa's just Lisa. She ain't aware. One could say, you know, Teresa's not intelligent enough to manipulate.
No, but it's not produced.
That's what I'm saying. That's like what I'm saying. Lisa is not produced. She's lucky that she has all these things going on like Luann, but like, Lisa is authentically Lisa, good or bad. She just is in the scene. I agree. That's the difference between like a Lisa and a Gertie. Same thing with Nicole. Nicole, I mean, does not need the money. To be honest with you, I don't even know why the fuck Nicole is on the damn show.
Everybody, honestly. That's the one thing people say.
I don't even understand it. You have all the money. You're a fucking doctor. Your husband's a lawyer. You have two kids. What? I mean, you can't buy.
I already told you what it is.
She wants the fame.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they like, because Anthony loves to be in the spotlight and
well, here you are.
He will admit it. But I think that she checks a lot of boxes as a brand, you know?
Yeah. I love Nicole. I would go.
I know why they want her. I don't know why. Maybe. It's like,
no, but I'm saying she can build her own brand. See what I'm saying? When she, as a doctor and an anesthesiologist, not a nurse anesthetist.
Like Tiffany Moon, a doctor.
She's making money when she's at the hospital. But there's the plane and the boat, and Anthony has, you know, ants in his pants and wants to be out all the time. She needs to be making money when she's sleeping. She is not the type of woman that's going to just live off Anthony's money. She's not married to Anthony. She has two children. Fine. She'll have child support. And if they do get married, Anthony's going to want a prenup, because that's what's normal, by the way. I don't have a problem with prenups. I think prenups are absolutely a normal thing. But she wants to make her own way. But she also wants to be with her husband and not stuck at a hospital working from 5 a.m. to whatever. That's why.
There you go.
I mean, I would lay my life down for Kiki, but second, I may lay my life down for Nicole. Like, I love Nicole. There's just something to bring your father's girlfriend who's younger than you on TV. And she did it in such a nice way. Like, she wasn't nasty about it.
She's genuine like that. She is, there is a genuineness about her that I really like. I have spent, of anybody on that cast, I've spent more time recently, you know, like in this past couple of years with Nicole. I've known Anthony for a long time, and I find her to be very, she's, for a young girl, she's very level-headed, and she kind of knows stuff. And when this show is not airing, like, I've talked to her lately with the baby and stuff, and it's like, I have no idea. I don't talk to anybody. Yeah, she talks to Gertie, which is another thing that helps Gertie. Their relationship is very authentic, I think.
Yeah.
Their friendship is very real, and I think that goes a long way.
But that's like a normal thing. When the show's not filming, you go to work, you do this. It's when the show's not filming and you read all the comments. You're like,
she does not.
You're not being paid for this. You're like, why are you? It's like, that's where it takes over your life. And it's like, and that is the difference. I know this. I'll tell you, let's not even get into how it, but like, if you talk to the powers that be, to bring it back to you, Ace, like at TLC, We don't need to get in, but I've heard things like they will literally say, we're not here to make stars. Like you look at TLC, the whole gamut of who's on TLC, they're not, they have a whole different model. They don't want a BravoCon. I know this for a fact. I've heard they are like, here's the show. We pay what we pay. And, you know, insist you look at the ratings on these things. They blow Bravo ratings out of the water. It's just a different model. TLC does not want to make stars. Sometimes you have like a Tammy Slayton or a Micah Plath that rise, Darcy and Stacey. But in general, they don't, they just want to churn. And you have to admit it's different. They're not having a, you couldn't name all the sister wives, Anna, as much as you love it.
What?
You can name all of them?
Do not come for the sister wives unless they send for you.
But like,
you can name all the sister wives, Janelle, ever?
There's
Mary,
like a thousand.
Robin, Christine. Four, right? There's five.
But I mean, like past, present, future, you know, isn't there like a million spinoffs, 90 day, this, that?
This is the only show that matters, honestly.
Okay. 90 days is too much. It's
safe. That's what I mean.
Yeah. But like sister wives, you better put some respect on their name because this show has brought nothing for like 20 years. We've been watching this show and nothing's ever happened. It's like watching paint dry. And now all of a sudden there's actually stuff happening. And it's like, oh, what a breath of fresh air. Like this is our payoff. We're finally seeing these wives leave. We're seeing them actually start to tell the truth about the family dynamics. Like, listen, I know TLC shows suck, but Sister Wives.
I was convinced that it's like, maybe it's not for me, but it's nice. You know what? Look at all the kids together. They're all happy. I'm such a sucker. It's terrible. I believed it. I drank the Kool-Aid.
I'm all about season 2 MILF Manor. The mothers, they bring the hot sons and then, MILF.
Do you know what the twist is?
It's a different, is it older guys now? What is it?
No, I think the twist is going to be, I don't think they're going to do the sons thing anymore because I feel like they realize like, that was a little incestual. I think what they're going to do now is they're going to bring all of these women's exes to the island as well, or to the cabin. And so these women are going to have to watch their ex now dating other women. I hope that is like I'm putting that out to God.
As long as there's like the young hot guys. But I need like the young hot guys. Maybe there'll be young girls this time for the exes. I don't know.
Oh my God. So is there really going to be a season 18 Sister Wives or season 19? Because somebody died. So
I know. I think that the season 19 will definitely happen because, I mean,
they need the money.
Sister Wives at TLC are out of this world, and I think TLC would just like, we're not gonna let this go. I hope that they can. I honestly, what happened to the family was extremely sad and broke my heart, and there's so many people who are like, the show needs to stop and stuff. But I think at the same time, the same way that Gertie came on and shared her journey with breast cancer, to show your family, and like, maybe this is the thing, as horrible as it is the thing that will make them realize like all this other shit doesn't matter and we can move forward as a family and we can come back together. I think that suicide is something that is very just like people do not talk about it. They cut it off because it's uncomfortable to bring up and it's uncomfortable for people to talk about, but people don't want to feel so alone in going through that journey. So I think they have the opportunity, as long as it's not the same stupid show we've watched for 18 seasons. I think if they came back and they did it differently, it could actually be a great show.
Yeah. I agree. I can't wait.
I'm all about, no, I'm not going to start watching and go catch up on it. I'm just all about.
He doesn't even really watch Housewives. He's like, all the little tidbits and he gets all the juice, you know, all the cheese from everybody. But somehow he does not sit there for hours.
I used to, and I want to. I watch Beverly Hills. I'm going to watch Jersey. I want
to
love.
He talks to me.
I want to love these shows again. I do. I love Selling Sunset on Netflix.
God, you're watching Selling Sunset and you won't watch Housewives?
Yeah.
Really?
Sunset is so incredibly scripted. It's so bad.
Oh my God. The little baby twin boys. Little twin boys,
open house, like they're dressed like they go to Euphoria High School, is just insane to me. The way these women walk up these endless amount of cobblestone stairs in their tiny little heels is just, it's comical.
I have somebody that lives in my building. I shouldn't even tell this. She's an interior designer, and she did some work for Brie on Selling Sunset, the one who's Nick Cannon's baby mama. And Miss Brie, pay your bills, girl. Pay your bills.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. No, I don't care if it's scripted. It is like, first of all, I love real estate porn. So any like the real estate shows, but like, I don't care. I mean, you're all off. Oh, they're gorgeous. The are you fashion.
Mauricio's show?
I have not watched. I had people on it from season one, and now I have to watch season two. I have not watched season two yet.
Yeah.
Look, there's only so many hours in a day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Bravo needs to be a little more selective in what they put out, because, you know, we don't want to see the bad shit anymore. We want to see just the real juicy stuff and real.
This is where drama. I disagree. I would take any housewife from any, they could do Housewives of Fargo, North Dakota, and my ass is going to be watching it. I don't give a shit like about it. I just, and they could, as soon as it's called Housewives, I'm in. If it's a different show, I'm like, I'm not probably going to pay attention. But like, I don't care. If it's shit, I'm going to watch it. I'm disgusting like that. Season one.
And your wife too, right? She loves it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. My wife loves it. It's season one of Dubai was absolutely terrible. And I'm already so excited for season two.
Oh God, I've never watched that.
The trailer, the trailer looks good. Listen, everyone thinks I'm so negative. I would love to love these shows. Nothing would make me happier. I would love to love them again. So I'm cautiously optimistic about all of them. Okay. Vanderpump, I think has had a decent season.
The Valley.
The Valley, you're watching that too, Ace. You have a problem.
Oh, I know. And The Valley, I didn't think I would like it. I was like, oh, who gives a shit about these people? And now all of a sudden I care about all these people I didn't know 3 weeks ago. And I care about their lives in a way that it's just very, it reminds me of the old days of Vanderpump. It's so good.
It's better than I don't watch out for that Janet. Watch out, Janet.
You made me go to some Jack's shit in West Hollywood. And I was like, can we leave?
First of all, that was Studio City, and it was called Jax's Studio City. We went to Jax's bar. Jax was there.
So nice. I was like, can we go?
We had to meet my friend there. We were there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Then we left.
Awful.
Totally different. Anything else anyone want to say before we wrap up?
No, much fun.
No, I feel like we've covered everything in the Bravo world, you know?
This is going to be a two-parter for sure.
This will be a two-parter. It wasn't planned that way, but here we are. Where can everyone find you and listen to your podcast, Ace?
Sister Wives, Love Should Be Multiplied, Not Divided. It's everywhere you find podcasts, I think. But also, don't listen to it if you have a stick up your ass, because it's not nice. We say really horrible things and disgusting things.
I love it. It's the greatest, guys.
If you clutch your pearls, don't listen to it.
Like, yeah, if you get the vapors, then no. But if you really want to hear funny shit,
in my audience, I mean, because I'm such a delicate wallflower, who in my audience is not wanting to listen to somebody that just tells it like it is?
Right, exactly.
You're preaching to the choir, to this audience here.
He calls them trash bags and they love it.
Yeah, we're the bottom of the barrel. People are like, stop punching down. I'm like, first of all, that would be that I'm above these people. I am lower than these people. I am the biggest sack of shit. So I'm not punching down ever. Like, I'm at the bottom of the barrel. So just calm it down, you know?
I love it.
My tagline, because you asked taglines, my tagline is, if you like what I'm saying, keep listening. If not, keep listening. That's my tagline.
He just came up with that shit. He's been thinking about time we've been talking, Ace.
No. Right? I've said that before on this podcast. That is officially okay. I don't care.
No, but I like it.
It's like, you hate listens. Lots of people love me and lots of people hate me. I'm just, what great person in life accomplishes anything by being middle of the road milquetoast?
No, nothing. Thank you. The one thing I would never want anyone to feel about me is ambivalence. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Fucking love me or hate me, but I don't care. And I don't care. You know, honestly, I'm sharing my opinion based on things that I know, things that I've experienced, and I am not doing it to be relevant. I'm not doing it for any of that stuff. I don't even really live in Miami anymore. I don't want to be back on that show. I got screwed by the producers not once, but twice. So no interest. But I do like to talk about it. I do like to talk about it. We have fun talking about it. This hour and a half we've been on was super fun.
I'm different than both of you because I would much rather everyone love me. And if you don't like me, only talk shit so that I'll never find out about it. I can't take it. I'm too sensitive.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
we're all different. No, I truly, truly, truly people like it's, I don't, I just, I'm there. I wasn't, but one day I got there and it just clicked. Like when someone's like, I fucking hate this. And I'm like, you just quoted six different episodes of mine. Like, oh my God. Like, I love you. I love you. This is so amazing that you hate me for six different reasons.
You're like a little more polarizing than I am, for sure. You really don't give a shit. Like I do get, like if I read too much, I will.
You're in between me and Ace. You care sometimes.
I give every shit possible. I am so sensitive. I'm such a little baby. But
you know what it is, Ace? I am so fucking exhausted 24 hours a day from doing this podcast every day that I truly am not even exaggerating. I think I'm just so exhausted. I'm like, I just don't have the energy to care. I have so many other things on this list here today before I
and
drop.
Three homes, Ace. If you didn't know, three homes and decorators and all these things in the Hamptons, in New York City.
People hate me already, Edda. Do not give them any more reasons to hate me. Okay. We will share the link to your podcast too.
Okay.
Thank you very much. The
link. No, you were going to say something. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, you.
Oh, I was going to say that you know, that you have great work ethic. You really are always working and producing and doing your stuff, but you do get frustrated. Sometimes you're like, I can't with these bitches anymore. You know, it really is exhausting. Like you hear in the background, I'll be talking to him and you hear people, you know, talking his own voice and these other it's a lot. It's a lot. So I don't blame you. You have a right to be an angry, bitter podcast.
I'm not angry or bitter. I'm just a cold person. Oh. But I'm nice. And I love everyone. I'm just more cold around the edges. Like, you don't need to give me a hug.
I love you. So it doesn't matter. I see. I find the warm, fuzzy middle. I have seen it. It
Thank
exists.
You.
I have seen it.
Don't tell anyone. Ace, I'll be sure to say great things about you because I don't want to upset you.
Thank you. Much appreciate. Even if it's bullshit, I don't care. As long as
I make it up.
Close to my head. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, well, I've been blowing sunshine up his ass the entire episode. And he's falling for it.
I am in LA. I'm here in LA today. So I've learned how by being in LA, how to be fake and happy. And even if I don't mean it, so I will be that
Perfect.
Way.
Perfect. Love it.
All right,
Keep
guys.
In touch, everyone. This was great.
Love you
Thank
guys.
Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you both soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.